The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
You have actually switched to a four-day work week. There's been so much talk about it, particularly since COVID, and with more people working part of the week at home rather than being in an office 5 days a week. Have you been able to compress your work time into 4 days? We've two guests with us. The first is Margaret Cox, who's director of ICE Group, which is a recruitment agency based in Galway. And I believe, Margaret, you've moved to a four-day working week and have also done some research on others who have done so. Tell us what you discovered, please.
So I suppose the first thing, Matt, is we need to be clear on what are the labels that we use. So what we've done is we've moved to a four-day work week. We reduced the number of hours that our employees worked. We've been doing it now for 5 years. We paid them the same rate of pay as if they were working on a five-day basis. And the quid pro quo is everybody's expected to deliver the same amount of work as they would do on the 5 days. So it's not necessarily compressed hours, it's more compressed days. And I suppose we've looked at the results after 5 years under four different pillars: our customer pillar, our colleagues pillar, our community and our company pillar. And all of the measurables under those pillars have come up: improved, getting better and outstanding, particularly in the wellness side of things, the success of the company in terms of our business, and then in terms of customer satisfaction. We're still riding, you know, on 100% customer satisfaction, very happy with that. And the give back to the community in terms of work-life balance for people, reducing carbon emissions by less travelling, and maybe people spending more time with elderly parents or volunteering or just doing better for the community.
So is the business working Monday to Thursday, or is it that some people are Monday to Thursdays, others are Tuesday to Friday?
We are open 5 days, and you work Monday to Thursday or you work Tuesday to Friday, and every weekend. And this is what we believe is key in our model, but it's up to every organisation, whatever way they do it. We work at around a three-day weekend, and that gives the people the energy to come back into work on their Tuesday or their Monday. They're focused on the work they have to do, and they're happy that they're going to have another three-day weekend coming up at the end of their four-day working week.
Okay, but can you really get 5 days work into four? Because is there not likely to be the case that by the time you get to 5 o'clock on Thursday, you haven't got everything done, and you could find yourself working till 8, 9, 10 in the evening to make sure you have your day off on Friday?
All I can say is I don't recollect that happening on more than 3 or 4 times in the 5 years that we've been doing this. So I'm not saying it'll never happen. Sometimes you're working on a proposal or a tender or something that you need to get off your desk and you want to get it off before you go home. But like I said, we have a system around that, which is we record the exceptions to the four-day week, and then we deal with it in terms of putting in better systems to make sure that you're not overworking and you're not working till 8 or 9 o'clock on a Thursday night. And as I said, if it has even happened 5 times in the last 5 years, I'd say that's the outside number. And that's on a team of between, when we would have started, about 45 people, and now we're on about 65 full-time employees.
But that suggests, Margaret, that when you were working a five-day week, there was a bit of slacking going on various days, and that you've tightened things up now to get all the work done in 4 days, that there's no slacking anymore.
There isn't any slacking anymore. Like we said, we come in focused, energised and happy.
But you were slacking previously, were you?
Well, we certainly learnt an awful lot in the last 5 years. And I don't know that I would call it slacking. I would call it what would have been the norm. We didn't have all of the technology that we have in place now in terms of, say, Microsoft Teams, in terms of some of the AI tools that we're using. And what we're seeing is we've changed the habits and the work behaviours that we've brought into the business. We call them our four-day work behaviours. No meeting unless it's very exceptional, takes longer than 30 minutes. You were expected to come in prepared for the meeting, energised for the meeting, and following an agenda. We do simple things, and it's really simple, Matt. You know, you don't put 10 CCs on your email so that 10 different people have to read the one email when it's only relevant to maybe two people. So we've learned to be smarter about how we work. We've learned to be more courteous and more respectful of other people's times. And we've identified the pieces of work in our organisation that wasted time, and we've eliminated those. And it's hard. I mean, I'm not saying that we don't have to keep our eye on it all of the time. Yes, we do. We have to monitor and train people. We have to help them follow the behaviours and to be able to do their job, because it's no point in having to do the job and going home so stressed that it's not worth having the extra day off. It's not like that at all. And our wellness scores stand up for themselves. And 100% of our employees said, yes, they would recommend to other companies that they implement a four-day week.
Let's bring in Peter Cosgrove, Managing Director at the business consultancy FutureWise. Has Margaret found the panacea for the perfect workplace, the four-day week in which everything gets done to the satisfaction, not just of everyone working in the organisation, but customers too?
Well, Margaret may have, but I'm not sure it would work for everybody. Some of the things I hear there are, you know, cuts out lots of bureaucracy, much more efficient, better IT tools. I think in the short term, if you move from a five-day to a four-day week, you find all these redundancies and things, you kind of what we call slacking. All that stuff goes. But there's then an argument that now you've done that. If you then work 5 days a week, you have all the efficiencies and you 5 days a week. The other bit around that word slacking is sometimes the word slacking is about people meeting by the water cooler, having a chat, or somebody listening to someone else give out about a boyfriend or something like that. All stuff that doesn't actually seem productive, but actually is the glue that builds relationships and so forth. So my big worry is that a lot of companies that do this, they're self-selected, if you think about it. So they're generally going to say it works well. And I'd worry about the burnout rates, that if you're having to push 5 days into four, you have to actually, something has to give, because you can't do 5 days in four unless you're, because if you're saying there's no burnout and the wellness is just as good, I can't see why a CEO wouldn't get you doing 4 days of, you know, 4 day week and then move it to 5 days and essentially get 120% of work.
Okay. What do you say to that, Margaret?
And Peter, how are you? And it's great to talk to you again.
Yeah.
It's a pity you're not working down in Ice Group. Honest to God, you'd be much happier. What I'd say to that, Matt, is very simply.
Sorry, I'm not sure Peter's unhappy. I wouldn't be making that assumption, Margaret.
No.
I know he knows me very well.
I know him very well, and I know he's very happy doing what a great job he does with his own organisation. But I know if he was living in Galway and if he was working with us, sure, of course he'd be more happier, Matt.
As long as he's not stuck in the traffic in Galway. But then, of course, he'd be allowed to work from home.
Exactly. But to come to the point, I think that Peter was making the water cooler chat. Yes, of course, we do need to facilitate, you know, that kind of relationship building, that kind of teamwork within our organisations. And we do. And an interesting thing, we used to have cake on a Friday when we would celebrate everybody's birthday. And the big question when we changed the four-day week was, what'll happen to cake on a Friday? And you know what happened? It became cake on a Thursday, because everybody's in the office on a Thursday and we still have cake. So you do have to, you know, work on your employee engagement to make certain that people are getting a chance to spend their lunch hours appropriately, that they're getting their time off, that we do walking challenges, step challenges. We have different challenges every month. So our sports and social committee has been much more active.
So is this compulsory for all your employees, or can they opt out of that?
Well, you can opt out of it, but in fairness, they get very competitive. You know, people, teams walking to China and walking to different places like that. It's very competitive.
Sorry, that's not literally walking to China. I take it that's counting your steps each day.
Counting your steps and getting to China in a team of 12 or 14 or whatever, you know. And you all, there's one particular person, Aileen. She's the best walker in Ireland, and everybody wants to be on Aileen's team because she gets so many steps in every day. So, look, those are the fun things that we do. It's not all hard work. There's lots and lots of fun, lots of things to do with the team. And, you know, we have different offices, so we try to bring the offices together from Limerick, from Sligo, from Mullingar, and get that energy that we do have, because I believe that of the three-day weekend and the four-day week, and harness it for the goodness and the wellness of the team of people that work with us.
Peter, have you ever tried to put your busy five-day schedule into four?
Oh, I try it all the time, Matt. And I would always say that it is possible to do it in the short term. But I always kind of say that, you know, if you have to do a full day's work in half a day, you put the head down, you don't take a single call, you work really, really hard. But if at that half day you were then told you need to work the rest of the day, you wouldn't be able to work as hard, you know, because you can only put in a certain amount to a day. I will say from a positive for Margaret's point of view, you know, if you're going to do this, be a trailblazer, because it is great for attracting staff, great for internal morale, because you should be one of the first to do it. So I'm sure that works very well. But I just think if especially big, large public companies who, whether we like it or not, they have to listen to their shareholders. And I can't imagine them going, we're delighted that all our staff are working 4 days a week, when somebody's immediately going to say, well, if they're very happy working 4 days a week and their mental health isn't being affected, why can't we then getting them to work that extra day?
They'll say, yeah, they can work 4 days, but we pay them on the basis of paying them for four rather than continue to pay them on the basis for five.
Yeah, and Margaret, I think, is lucky that, I mean, what will happen when you have people in your workplace who don't work very hard? I mean, I've very rarely been in a workplace where there isn't one or two who maybe are a bit disillusioned, therefore they don't even do 4 days of work in 4 days. So that really affects the rest.
Are they just useless?
Yeah. Well, I didn't say that, Matt, but I think the challenge is...
And we've all had experience of that.
Well, we do have to think about that. And there are some people, the one last thing I'll say is there are some people who love their job. I mean, the best and most successful people often work 5 days a week and they'd often work six. They've no issue at working long hours. That isn't their problem, but they enjoy their job. And that's what they get a lot of energy out of. So we also have to think about, what do you do if people said, I want to work 5 days a week? Are they getting paid more, or how does that work? So there are challenges that maybe Margaret's company doesn't have. But I say if you're a larger company that you may struggle and start to have in those situations.
Okay, we leave it there. Peter Cosgrove from the business consultancy firm FutureWise and Margaret Cox, director of ICE Group, a recruitment agency in Galway. Thank you very much, both of you, for being with us.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.